Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We've painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure.
Hey, Kid Nation. Happy Monday.
Yay.
We got your love letters to Kelly coming up in just over an hour. We got your trip a day coming up this hour. In fact, we're about 20 minutes away, just over 20 minutes away from asking you that fun Florida fact.
And at some point, I want to revisit what Kelly was talking about earlier. She made a new best friend.
Oh, yeah. We got to get to know Kelly's new best friend.
Yeah.
That's exciting.
She made a lot of friends. It wasn't just one, but
it was a busy weekend.
Okay.
One in particular became your best friend.
I was so excited. Yeah. It's so fun when somebody, likes you and stuff, and they're, famous, and I was, so excited.
Oh, okay.
Oh, it's somebody famous.
I don't know who this is.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll get to, maybe we can get your new best friend on the show.
I'd love to.
Did you get her number or his?
Well, I did, but inadvertently, because somebody took a picture of us together and then texted it to both of us.
Okay.
Now I have her number.
Yay.
There you go.
So maybe we can let you guys chat about your friendship on the show.
We're going to go shopping together. We're going to have lunches. We're going to have liquid lunches. We're going to share stories.
Wow. Is she in the burb life with you up there?
I don't know where she lives.
Oh,
I haven't gotten that deep into our relationship yet.
So we can probe about all that good stuff with Kelly.
So excited.
Hey, we'll get to know that. But right now it's time, Kid Nation, for the Wheel of Topics.
Okay.
We have a bunch of topics on our spinny wheel over here in front of Jenna.
Mm-hmm.
And they're all different.
Position it so Kid TV can see.
It's a real wheel.
Now, it's just a wheel with a bunch of topics.
Now, the cool thing about the Wheel of Topics is that, we're going to answer the question that gets chosen, but we want you to join in as well, Kid Nation.
Oh, okay.
For that, you need the phone number, which is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
Go ahead and program that in your phone, because we want you to talk to us all day, every day.
Yeah.
I mean, you can call us anytime, text us anytime, but right now, we're going to spin the wheel and find out what the topic is for this break.
Okay.
Jenna.
Okay, I knew you were going to ask me to spin.
Because I don't want to spin it, because then it's on me.
I know. I haven't practiced. I watch Price is Right, and it's like, I would want a good practice spin in there. Because I would hate to not get it a full loop.
Yeah.
But you don't want to be the show-off that makes it go, for 5 minutes.
Okay, Jenna.
Okay, I spun.
Spun the wheel.
Yeah, it went all the way around.
It was an okay spin.
Yeah.
No, it was fine.
Okay.
Yeah. Wasn't too long, wasn't too short.
Oh, it's kind of...
What is it stopping on? On the purple. Well, now it's on the red.
Maybe we could choose between the two. Okay.
You're not going to believe why I got fired. That's what it says.
Huh.
You're not going to believe why I got fired is the topic.
All right. 800-543-3548. I think the only one I've ever been fired from is when I fell asleep. My first day on the job selling cars, selling Nissans, and I went to sleep during the training video.
Uh-huh.
And another job from Valley Parking the night before, and I was just tired.
And you got fired, and you were replaced by a hose.
Oh, yes, I did.
You were a clicker?
I was a clicker. I was a car counter, and I was fired and replaced by a rubber hose.
So there used to be dudes that sat on a chair and used to click as cars went by. That was the job.
That was me.
I got fired. I was a bartender in college my senior year.
Uh-huh.
And I was pretty terrible. You only needed to know how to make a few things. People ordered the same, Crown and Coke, whatever. But at the end of one of my shifts, they said, Jenna, your credit card totals are looking like $5, and they're leaving you $50 tips. Mm. Are you giving free drinks away?
Oh, that's a good
sign.
I'm
not giving that away.
That's a red
sign.
They're
like, if you're going to do that, you should have asked for cash. Yeah. So I had all these cards that were like five. I was. It was all my friends coming. So all my credit card tabs were $5 with like $50 tips.
Mm.
I got fired.
Mm. I got fired.
But you got the boobs in the end, though.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
I bought my boobs. Yeah.
I got fired for eating all the snacks at the diet center.
It was a weight loss center
called the Diet Center. I don't even know if they're still around, but I went in to be a client and they needed a receptionist, and it was the most screwed up system. It was some lady at the church that ran the place. And anyway, I went from being the receptionist to suddenly they made me the counselor, one of the counselors.
On the phone?
No, when people come in to get weighed in, it's like a weekly check-in thing. And I was messed up.
My head wasn't right. You were big?
I was big. This was the biggest I'd ever been. It was the height of my bulimia. It was really bad. And they had me counseling these girls to come in with weight problems, and I would sit there with them and we'd both be bawling.
Oh, my God.
It was awful. We would sit there and just like these teenage girls. I was just, I was like 20 maybe. And I'd be sitting there and we'd be like, I'm so fat. And I'm like, I know. It's awful. We'd be crying. And then they had snacks in the back for the employees. And now, so I'd go in the back and I'd eat them all.
Now, Kelly, because you're a goody-goody, you would never steal. You wouldn't do any such thing.
We were allowed to eat them.
You were allowed
snacks
to.
Snacks for us to eat because we'd be there all day working and we'd have like the snack crackers and stuff that were allowed on the diet. You're supposed to eat like six of them.
Yeah.
That's never enough.
I would just eat the whole box. So I was just like, and I'm... counseling people.
Did you ever tell them, hey, you didn't tell us how many we could have?
Yeah.
So you can't fire me because you didn't say I can't have 20.
It was bad, JC. It was bad situation.
Oh, like hundreds of dollars a day?
I needed to leave.
I don't know if anybody can top that story.
No.
I mean, I just got fired once because I called in sick to work, but my buddy and I wanted to go to the beach. And that's where I ran into the general manager of the store.
Hey.
So as soon as she saw me, she's like,
Aren't you supposed to be at work?
Just like, getting fresh air.
Yeah.
So it's not nearly as good a story as mine.
No, it's not.
No, it's not.
Kelly stole all the food from the weight loss center.
Yeah, and I wasn't a good counselor.
Call us and tell us why you were fired. 800-543-3548.
Hi, Roxanna.
Hi.
Why'd you get fired?
I got fired because I cussed out some girl for being lazy, making me pick up boxes while I was pregnant.
And you got fired?
Yes, I got fired.
Why? Just for being inappropriate and yelling?
For cursing.
Yeah.
Yes, because I made her cry, I cussed her out, and it was a good work environment.
Did they not realize? Did they not realize you had pregnancy hormones and that you're allowed to yell at people when you're pregnant?
Well, that's why I was kind of upset because after I had a miscarriage, it was early in my pregnancy, so it was everything happened for a reason, like I said, and then I ended up getting another job and leaving.
Yeah. Man.
Oh, boy.
Whoa.
Yeah.
I've never blown up at anybody at work, I don't think.
No, I have.
I know you have, Kelly.
I'm sure I have.
We've
I can't remember.
You can't remember?
Specifics.
Oh, you can't?
No, that's what
you... That was at a listener. That was not one of my coworkers.
Even worse.
That was a listener who deserved it.
We have the famous one where you blew up at Al.
Yes.
that made the
Christmas tape.
Yeah.
Oh, the gift basket, the popcorn.
No, that you blew up a kid on that. You yelled at kid for that.
I yelled at Al.
No, she
yelled
at me.
Al.
And you did the ice cream commercial. Ice cream and treats.
Yes. Oh, man. There's a lot. Yes. My voucher was $20 to spend toward a $40 popcorn gift basket.
Well,
I was calling to let them know I was coming to get my $40 gift basket.
Here's 20 right here.
Oh, my God. You're criticizing me for something you know nothing about.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Kelly, you so stupid. I remember that. That was a good one.
Oh, man.
I don't think you've ever yelled at me, though.
Well, if I did, there'd be audio of it, I'm sure.
She bought you a suitcase. She didn't have to yell.
That's not yelling.
She didn't have to yell at you.
Let's be honest. You needed luggage.
She bought you luggage so that when you got fired, you'd have some way to pack your bag and get the heck out.
It was a lovely set. I thought you could use it.
So I wasn't yelling.
You had sweets.
Oh.
Sometimes at the end of the day, we all want to leave. We just want to leave.
It's annoying.
And Al sometimes has problems reading.
Yeah.
Let's just be honest.
Al has problems reading. Yeah, for sure. But then he decides to also ad lib.
Yeah.
It's like, when he has problems reading. It's like, just read what's written. That's difficult enough.
No.
Right. Yeah. He wants to be ad lib.
I want to make it personal. I want to make it personal.
Kelly, did you want to yell at Big Al for his post on over the weekend?
Yes. I'm so glad we're talking about this now.
Well, I'll be honest. I don't follow Al on social media as much as I should.
This is good.
But thankfully, Jenna did, and she brought this to some of our some of our attentions.
Yeah, remember when I told you.
Correct English.
One of the cast members is letting the masses down.
Right.
This is what it's about.
So, Big Al is opening yet another bar.
Yes.
Am I reading?
No, you are.
Yeah.
And I helped you name it, right?
Number 3.
This is one of my suggestions.
Down
Big Al's
hatch.
Down the Hatch.
Great name.
Because it happens to be in a lovely little town called Waxahachie, which is known as the Hatch, okay? What?
Al is sitting down right now.
Yeah, you better sit down, buddy.
You better sit down, Al.
You better sit down.
You guys need to be listening to this because this
is great. Somebody get Al a drink.
This is an epic Al moment.
This is perfection.
Oh, it's so good.
What did the post
say? Big Al's Down the Hatch has added an event.
Oh!
We have been cleaning, painting, shopping, hiring, training to get ready for this event. It's finally happening. The official grand opening party of Big Al's Down the Hatch.
Al has no idea.
Saturday, November 18th. Make plans to be here. Meet Big Al.
Free appearance.
Sing karaoke. Enjoy some great food. Hang out in the lounge with old friends or make some new ones. Although we are family friendly on Friday and Saturday nights after 9, 21 and up. Lots of comments, Al. People are very excited.
Yeah.
Including Christine wrote and said, "This is it." And Cheryl wrote, "We should go." Karen wrote, "Yes, let's plan to go." Lisa, "Yes, yes, yes."
You got all these girlfriends back and forth. "We need to go. I'm down. Let's go, Val."
People are planning. I mean, we're getting text messages.
Okay. "I want to meet you, Big Al."
"Yeah, Big Al, your place down here in Waxahachie is going to be a hit. We're all talking about it at the weekend party this weekend. We're going to go see you. We're so excited."
And you know, Al, I was there for the grand opening of your second location. Well, actually, it was your third, really. The one you had in...
in Sigaville.
Sigaville.
Yeah.
I'm not going to be able to make the grand opening of this one in Waxahachie, unfortunately.
Yeah.
Okay. It was news to us. Hold on. You're able.
Now, Big Al, do you have any idea how you could potentially have gotten yourself into a pickle here? Any idea? Do you have any?
Oh, it just clicked. It just clicked.
Is that the weekend of the
Yes. You're going to be on the kids' trip.
Al, do you own a freaking calendar?
I'm like, what the heck are y'all talking about? Oh, God, what did I do?
What did I do?
You booked the band and everything I saw.
We are set to be in Disney World that we have been for a year in Kids that weekend.
It's the same weekend every single year. It's always the weekend before Thanksgiving.
Weird.
Always.
Yeah.
Always.
Oh my.
There's no question as to when's the kids' trip
Al,
next year? Well,
when did you think kids' was, Al?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
How are you feeling right now? What's going through your head?
I had no idea. I'm like, what did I do? Did I screw something up?
Yeah, you did.
What are you thinking right now?
Oh, God.
What are you going to do now?
I mean...
Which event are you going to go to?
I'll just edit out that part that says meet Big Al.
Oh.
Not going to be there for your own grand opening.
Oh,
yeah.
My gosh. How did I do that?
Oh, How did you do that? We don't know.
Was that the first weekend you had available?
Al, you don't understand how excited we were to let you know.
We were in a group text going back and forth on this. Like, we were really excited about Monday.
Oh, you had no idea.
No, not till just now.
Like, when you heard the date.
It didn't even click with me. It hadn't even clicked.
We've been talking about how you're the one that brings it up the last few weeks. Like, in 2 weeks, we're going to be in Disney World. You're the one that brings it up.
I hadn't said what date it was yet. I just said in 2 weeks. It still hadn't resonated.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you were saying that, and then during the break, you'd go, "Yeah, I'm opening my bar in 2 weeks." Like, it never clicked.
It never clicked. It never did.
All these excited people.
You need to write stuff down.
Would you like one of these that Kelly and I use?
The calendar?
Day planner?
Yeah.
Nah, I don't need
that. All right.
Yeah. Oh, man, how'd I do that?
I don't know, Big Al.
You did. Oh.
Yeah. Would you fire yourself over that?
Oh, man, I was just excited to have maybe revenue coming in instead of revenue going out.
No.
It's been like
so much revenue.
Oh.
It's just out the window right there.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. How did I do that?
I don't know.
Oh, man. Ooh, boy, that's awkward.
Is there any way for you to fly back and forth?
Oh, my gosh. No.
He wants revenue, Kelly.
Yeah.
He's living paycheck to paycheck right now.
I know, that's what I'm saying. Is there any way for him to, like, do both?
No way.
Of course not.
There's no way.
Yeah. Of course not. No, they'll just have to...
Can we put Al in the photo booth?
I'll FaceTime it.
Yeah. You better hope the management and the wait staff is all trained up and knows how to run the place without you there.
Can you change the opening?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't have to be there for the opening. I would love to be.
Right.
I would love to be there for the opening.
You're not going to be there.
That sounds like a good bar owner.
That would be fantastic. Yeah. But we got to open, and hopefully they can have a great opening without me.
Hey, I'm doing this appearance.
We'll have
another one
the following weekend.
Every time, what if you hire a Big Al impersonator and don't say anything from this moment on?
Why not?
Okay. Don't say anything from this moment on. You hire
a guy...
That looks just like you.
It looks like you.
I see, guys. Yeah. I see your twin all the time.
Never breaks character.
No.
Never breaks character.
Okay. You mean to go on the kids' trip?
Seriously, this
Al, that would be great if he did that, and see how many people. Well, I mean, they would hate you for it, but it'd be a great radio bit.
Well, we could try that.
You look like Big Al.
We need a Big Al.
What are we going to give him? Free drink?
Sure.
He's the bar owner.
You're the guy.
Sure.
You're the owner for the night. Bring your friends.
Drinks on you.
Drinks on you, sir.
This was really exciting for us, Al. Thank you.
I had no idea what y'all was like.
We were really looking forward to this moment.
Did something happen? Did my lease not go through? I was like, what? Oh, gosh, no. Yeah.
Sorry, Al. Maybe we'll fix it. We'll try to find a Big Al lookalike to show up at the grand opening. Hey, we got your trip to Florida. That's where we're going to be going, Big Al Mac.
Yeah, I know.
Speaking of that, your trip to Florida with your fun Florida fact is coming up next.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
I'd say we dedicate this show today, what we're doing, to the heroes from Sutherland Springs, Johnny Langendorf and Stephen Wilford.
Absolutely.
It's being now reported that Mr. Stephen Wilford was the man who opened fire.
So interesting reading some of the stories coming out about what happened.
Yeah. And we'll try to keep you posted if any more developments come out. And again, we're not going to say the killer's name because he does not deserve it. The heroes deserve it. The victims deserve it. And we haven't, from what I have seen, only the pastor's daughter has been announced as an official victim of the shooting. Mm-hmm. So we'll keep you posted as details do come in. Mm-hmm. But we will continue doing the show.
Yep.
Kelly Raspberry, you ready for the Monday edition of Love Letters to Kelly?
Of course.
Let's do this. Jenna, you got your letters ready?
Sorry, my makeup was all over. Yes.
All right.
Jenna does makeup.
Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
You have to like put a face on at some point, right?
Yeah.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
My fiance and I both own our own homes. I currently spend most of the time at his house. There's a strong possibility that we're going to move because of his job. We decided that we should rent my house out first. However, he's mentioned that it would be nice if I can help him out with his mortgage once I have rented my own home out. It did not sit well with me. I don't think it's fair that I'm helping him on something that doesn't have my name on it. However, his argument is that he's considering everything half and half now, and if he were to live with me in my house, he would pay me half. Further, if he ends up selling his, half of the profits from that sale will be mine. Thinking to myself, my house is worth double the value of his. Anyway, what is fair, Kelly? We don't want to have to sell both homes and restart. That's just a lot of work. Is paying utility bills fair? And I pretty much pay for all the groceries now already. How did you and Alan deal with this when you got married?
Hello, I'm Alan.
Melody.
Okay, now you're asking my personal business.
She's asking you, what did you do?
You can ask me for advice, or you can ask me my personal business.
Mm.
All right, so
you guys moved into your house.
If this doesn't sound, I can't tell you what to do. I mean, what we're heading towards, and we haven't done everything. I haven't got my name legally changed yet. We're still working on that.
Yeah.
But eventually, we are going to have everything in our names. Right now, everything's still in my name.
Yeah.
And it's just, we just haven't really, it hasn't been an issue yet.
It sounds to me like they have.
It's just like y'all putting the cart before the horse.
They got problems already. Financial problems are usually...
Well, a lot of couples are different. Like, sometimes it's like the guy doesn't want the girl to pay anything. Sometimes people split.
Yeah, it's every situation. Like, yeah, you're right. Some people are 50-50 down to the penny, and that works for them. Some people, you know, combine everything, and, oh, we got the money. Let's just, you know, you get dinner this time, I got rent.
Yeah.
You know, so, I mean, you got to figure out what works for you.
Yeah.
What works for me isn't going to work for you.
Well, you're rich.
I don't know what to tell you to do in this situation.
So she's upset because
you have the nicer house.
He wants to split everything, but she's saying her house would be worth twice as much as his.
I think y'all need to get married.
And then call everything ours.
They are. They applied for their marriage license.
All right,
today.
Good. Get married and put everything in your names together. Y'all need to do things in a certain order, though. I think y'all are, like, you're doing things so out of order.
Yeah.
That's why there's confusion. You know, decide whose house you're going to live in. Make that your combined house. Sell the other one or use it as an investment property, but put everything in both of your names at that point.
Uh-huh.
And do one thing at a time.
I mean, that's just all I can say. That letter was so confusing to me. I need to sit down and like do a graph and a chart of what she asked. It was too much for my brain to process. But that's what I would do. I would get married, if you're going to do that anyway, and then put everything in everybody's name. How's that?
Makes sense.
That's my advice. I don't know. There are so many people that will disagree with me. You keep everything in your name. He keep everything in his name. You're going to get divorced anyway. Then get a prenup. I mean, if that works for you. I mean, I'm just telling you what we did. Alan and I do not have a prenup.
You didn't get a prenup?
Everything at this point is still
in
my name.
That kind of blows my mind. That's just being honest. I mean, it's your life, but that's crazy because you're rich.
Yeah. I'm not that rich.
Not according to celebrity
net worth?
I mean,
according to, like, you know, according to some people, yeah, I'm rich. I'm not. In the big scheme of things, I'm not rich.
Because Al hasn't made it on that website yet. I haven't made it on the website yet.
Somebody guessing what I make. That's literally a website that guesses what you make.
And look, guys.
But I am on there.
Kelly's in the top 2%, okay?
She's not top.
Yeah.
No, top you mean two. She's not
top two.
You are.
Are you top one?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, I probably so.
But I mean, Alan and I are going to have everything in our names. Yeah. We just haven't really gotten around to doing that yet. And it's all because of my name change nightmare.
Right.
Got it.
But Jenna, it will get done.
Huh.
Kenzie and I didn't get a prenup either.
Her mind's not blown.
No.
Look at her mind sitting over there intact.
Because at the time you met, like, all that you had to your name was what, your beat up car and like a Taco Bell gift card.
Don't you speak of Green Lightning like that. Green Lightning was a beautiful car. All right, let's keep going.
Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am. Don't hit me with so many numbers this time.
Oh.
We'll kick it off with, I'm 21. And I've been with my fiance for over 3 years now.
Okay.
Together, we have 2 children, and he had a son when we met that I treat like my own son. About 2 years ago, I found out he was having an affair that lasted about a year. We've been working through it because I still love him, and I want my kids to have their family together. Recently, however, we found out that the woman that he was unfaithful with got pregnant at the very end of the relationship and then left the state. But now she wants back wanting child support. I don't want to split my family and finance. My fiance has been faithful for the last 2 years. But the thought of dealing with that woman for the rest of my life is hard and brings up all the horrible memories. Do you think I should stay and make it work, or should I just walk away? Joanne.
You better grow up, Joanne.
Oh.
You better grow up. You've been trying to act like a grown-up.
Uh-huh.
Now it's time to be a grown-up. That man's going to have to take care of that child financially, and hopefully he'll be involved in that child's life, and you have to suck it up.
And do not blame the child. It's not the child's fault.
Don't you take it out on that child. You want to yell at your husband in private or your soon-to-be husband behind closed doors, that's fine. But you've been playing grown-up for long enough, and now it's time to actually be one.
Boom. Drop the mic.
So disappointed.
And unfortunately,
this whole situation.
She's going to be a part of your lives for the rest
of your life.
Whether you like it or not.
You don't like it. There's a lot of things you have to put up with as an adult you don't like. Mm. I don't like paying bills.
I don't either.
I don't like having to, you know, do laundry for everybody. I don't like it. Mm. But you do it. That's adult stuff.
Yeah.
That's very true.
Staying with a man who had an affair and got another woman pregnant, that's very adult stuff. And now you got to live with it. Be an adult. If you want to keep your family intact, there you go.
Boom.
Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
I feel like this. Dear Kelly, you're the love expert.
I am.
My fiance and I are saving up for our wedding that's in October of 2018. I want to go to the Lana Del Rey concert in Minneapolis, close to where we live. He says we need to save our money, so we should wait until another time. How do I convince him that we still need to have fun and do things? She's on my bucket list. It's Lana Del Rey.
Okay. All right, well, the money you would spend towards Lana Del Rey, take it out of the wedding budget. Say, I am so willing to see Lana Del Rey, I'm going to get a wedding gown. Instead of paying $1,500, $2,000, I'm going to go buy one of those David Bridal's. We're having a $79 wedding gown sale. If that means that much to you, show him how much that means to you by, I will sacrifice this from the wedding budget. And if you can do that, then I say go to that concert and have a wonderful time, because it's a dress you're going to wear once, or it's a meal that not everybody's going to remember. It's a, you know, give up pink napkins, whatever it is. If you can work it in where it's not affecting this dream wedding you're both saving for, and show him that you're willing to sacrifice something that means something to you, then I think you could go to the concert.
What if she wears the wedding gown to the concert? That would save on her buying another dress for the concert.
No, because he can't see her in it until the wedding day. And it sounds like the concert's before the wedding.
Dang it.
That was a good thought, though, Al.
Yeah.
Thanks. That's why it's not love letters.
Love letters. Why am I alone in that?
Love letters to Kelly.
I'm laughing at Al.
I do not ever want to sing alone. Okay?
We got to give you a solo once a day, Jenna.
You left me stranded. Right. Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
I was using my husband's phone to take a Snapchat. He named his friends he wanted me to send it to. So I guess she's taking a snap of him. As I'm scrolling through his friends list, I noticed a recent contact with the username WC. I ask who this is, and he says, oh, it's nothing, but definitely the look of, oh, no, I have some splaining to do.
WC, weed contact.
Wild chick. Well, wild chick.
Obviously, my stomach hit the floor. My first instinct is to think it's some type of hidden username that sends nudes. I didn't bring it up again because I do trust my husband of 7 years. I just get this self-conscious feeling that he's going somewhere else for sexy time.
Oh, my.
Whoa, you went there.
FYI, I just gave birth to our second child 3 months ago. Okay, let's just say I'm not feeling my sexiest. Help, Carter.
Well, Carter, I mean, it would just be, if you could come to a place where you're very calm about it and just go to your husband and say, look, I know I just had a baby 3 months ago and my hormones are crazy, but this has been really bothering me. I just can't let it go. Can you please explain to me who WC is? That is just going to eat me alive unless you can tell me what's going on. And you may say I'm being silly and being irrational, but this is what I need to hear from you right now and see how he reacts.
I really want to know who do.
And if he refuses to tell you who it is, you got a problem.
What if he just doesn't know?
Hey, we don't know half the people in our contact list.
Well, she's saying
you can tell on Snapchat if it's someone you've recently been exchanging messages with because they pop up first, like your favorites. Yeah.
I don't know how that all works, but apparently you and this recently pregnant woman know. The new mom knows. So I would just say, look, this is going to it's eating me alive. You may say I'm ridiculous, but I need to know for my sanity who is that? Don't start accusing him. Now you're going to start crying and start accusing him of sleeping around and stuff. Don't go there. Mm-mm. But if he's like, it's really nothing and it has a real logical explanation, you better accept it. You can tell.
Won't cheat. WC won't cheat. It's a contact that comes up.
Uh-huh.
Opportunity to cheat, but
what if it's William?
Yeah.
What if it's just his buddy William?
Yeah, if it's nothing, he should have just told her. But now she's
Willie Chase.
See, that's the thing. A man's like, it's not a big deal, so I'm not going to tell her. But then the woman's mind goes in all these different directions.
Willie Chase.
WC that I can think of. Why? Yeah. Is that bad?
Willie Chase. That's definitely cheating.
Work crush.
Work crush.
What if workman's comp?
Maybe he got injured.
Oh, we're doing WCs. Oh, we could be here all day.
Yeah. I already stopped thinking of WCs.
Willie Chase.
If you want to write a love letter to Kelly, you can do so if you go to kidnation.com. We have a nice little love letters to Kelly tab set up. We do them on Mondays and Wednesdays. Sometimes even on Fridays.
Man.
If we got a pretty crazy one. We got a good one. We got to find out what happened with that on Friday.
Yeah.
Which one?
The one that we talked to on the phone.
We called Nicole's boyfriend from out of town, and she had bought the plot of land, and he found out on the phone.
Yeah, once he got off, so many people came up and was like, I cannot believe y'all called him. I cannot believe it. Me either.
Go check it. If you missed it, go to kidnation.com. We have it put up, but yeah, we got to catch up.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
All right, guys, we got to get a little techie here. A little techie. Look, did I just spit?
I think you did.
Yeah.
Sorry, it's your own microphone.
It's all good. So the iOS 11 came out, and a lot of us were hesitant to change our phones up because we know Apple's just trying to get us to buy new phones.
Yes.
But our phones got sneaky and did the update on us anyway. And now the 11.1 update has come out, and Nick Adams, you've been having an issue with your eyes.
Yes.
Not your eyes, your eyeballs, but your eyes on your phone.
Yeah, when you type on a phone, I was doing an Instagram caption this weekend, and I used the word I, and it changed I to an A and a question mark emoji.
Mm-hmm. See, when you wrote me that, I started looking around, and my wife was complaining about this all weekend. Mm-hmm. She says, why do I keep seeing these dang question marks?
Like, I had to, since it's predicted, I had to keep making sure I was selecting the
right
eye.
Huh. So is there a way to fix this issue, Nick?
There is a little workaround. Apple has acknowledged that there is a problem, but they haven't come up with a real fix for it yet.
It's just a glitch.
Yeah. It's just a glitch in the new update. And so, Jenna, I think you have a little sheet.
I do, yeah. So not a permanent fix, but since everyone's been complaining about it, yeah, you can go into your settings, general, keyboard, and then text replacement is in there.
Oh, the little shortcut thing you can do?
Yes, so that's why when you get those, like, you'll get three different shortcuts usually when you type something in, and one's sometimes an emoji.
Yeah, I like that.
But anyway, yeah, settings, general keyboard text replacement, and then you type your I into the phrase line, and then an uppercase I into the shortcut line. We can post this because it's kind of hard to follow, I'm sure, if you're just listening to me describe it. So you might have to do it twice, but yeah, it's under your settings. So you have to go in there and manually change it so it stops doing it for now.
What a whooping.
Some glitch with the update.
And that's if you're typing the word I. The
every time you type the word I, it turns into a box with a question mark and an A.
Which
yeah.
Is
weird.
Say me.
Mm-hmm. That's improper.
Me was going out.
Yeah.
Me's on my way.
Me's going.
That's what I'm gonna do. Yeah. Put in me.
You know what I'm saying?
Or talk about yourself in the third person. Just put Big Al says hi.
Bring that back, Al.
Yeah.
Nick, let's see how it works for you.
Nick, did you and Justin have fun in San Antonio?
Justin and me, we did have a really good time. Yeah, we were in San Antonio this weekend for the American Heart Association's Heart and Stroke Walk.
Oh, okay.
Awesome.
And it was really cool. And there was thousands of people there. And Justin and I got to go up on stage, say a little bit. We got to say a little bit about Kid and everything and how, you know, we get to walk and remember Kid and everything for the Heart Walk. And then Justin hyped the crowd up and took a group selfie with everyone.
Oh, he did the group selfie thing.
He did. There was a mascot on stage. And Justin kept saying, "It's a pickle. It's a pickle." And it was a jalapeno. And he was so excited about the pickle. But we went to all of our Uber drivers, they kept saying, go to the new Pearl area. It's this new part of San Antonio that's been revitalized.
Yeah.
And so we had some time to kill before our flight, and we went. And it's incredible. It was so cool. It's an old Pearl Brewery that's been renovated. They've got
Pearl,
a bunch of
beer. Okay.
Yeah. They've got a big outdoor space. There was a guy playing guitar. There was a big group yoga class going on outside. There were shops, a farmer's market. It was awesome. It was really neat. And I had the best cinnamon roll I've ever had.
From that spot right there?
Yep, from a vendor there.
Pearl beer and cinnamon roll.
It was wonderful.
Well, we got to go when we go down there next.
Yeah.
But traveling with Justin, he's a little bit of a diva.
Why is that?
I noticed. Well, he was mad that our hotel didn't have a charger, a USB charger that he could just plug his USB.
So a charger waiting for him.
Correct. And so he just brought, you know, your iPhone. It has the little white part that plugs into the wall.
Just the
and
cord,
then the,
yeah.
And then the cord plugs into that goes into your phone. So he didn't bring the little white part. So he had to go buy another one of those. And so he was just mad.
I think
I didn't have just a USB charger.
Justin likes to rely on other people when he's traveling.
Did he have the money to pay for this himself, or did you have to help
him? He did. I had to pay for a lot of things, but he also didn't bring toiletries with him, so he had to go buy some of those.
So
I was like, dude, this is why you're broke.
Exactly.
But he's going to buy some AirPods, some Apple AirPods. So that's his next big.
How much are those?
Expensive.
$150 or something. They're out there.
I hate how those look. Some guy pulled up next to me at a stoplight yesterday, and he had those on, and then those buds just.
AirPods with no cord.
Yeah, they're so weird looking.
They have like a stem sticking out, right? My friend has those.
I happen to think I look really cool in them.
They look weird. They look unfinished.
When do you think you don't look cool in something?
True. Big
exactly.
Al.
I held someone's iPhone 10, by the way.
You got it?
Yeah, I got to. No, I played with someone's iPhone 10 this weekend. I just played with someone else's phone.
I just want to get it for the karaoke thing.
It's so weird that it doesn't have a button, no holes. I don't trust anything like that. There's no holes to plug anything in, and it doesn't have that button at the bottom.
You don't trust
the home button.
I don't trust anything without holes.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
You guys feeling any effect from the time change?
That's so nice.
No, not really.
I don't
feel back.
No, my rat dog's still on old time, though.
Yeah. My kids are still on old time, too, Jenna.
She's waking me up.
That doesn't change.
She was wide awake this morning, whacking me in the face. That's what she does. She whacks me in the face to wake me up.
Apparently, there's a surge of car accidents on Sunday after falling back, though. You would think we'd be more rested, right? Because we get an hour. We get to...
It's because it gets dark earlier?
I don't know.
Not used to dark.
What time?
After the Sunday after falling back.
For another hour of drinking.
Yeah.
And
there you go.
I guess. The study showed that effects last up to 5 days, and it's because we're waking up earlier than we want to. It's only slightly better than spring when people experience problems for 7 days. Hmm. So I guess when we go forward, 2 days extra where we're not driving so well. But yeah, time has changed. I saw everybody rubbing elbows, dressed all nicely this weekend. Jenna, you were at a black tie event.
It was casual chic.
Oh, casual chic.
I had to sew myself into my dress. I needed a medium. It was a small. It didn't fit. So I couldn't button the bottom button. I couldn't get a new dress. I went to the mall. Couldn't find anything. But yes, I went to a lovely evening for St. Jude. You know, they are they raise money for childhood cancer.
Yeah.
And some really great speeches. And I have a lot of friends that are on the board and involved in a lot of giving back. It was wonderful. It was a great event.
Kelly was also dressed up.
Yeah, I went to the nines. I went to a black tie event, and the subject matter was just awful.
Oh.
It was about child sex slavery, and it's a problem that I wanted to learn more about. You know, I'm scared. I'm a mother of an 11-year-old daughter who wants to go to the park by herself, and I can't let her. Because
you
like,
hear those stories.
Yeah. I'm like, I don't know what's going to happen.
The scary ones, too, are the ones that you hear where they're just at the store.
And they're just gone.
And they're just gone. You're just at a convenience store, and all of a sudden these two sketchy people walk in, and next thing you know, they're gone.
So I wanted to find out more about that. And the horrifying truth of some of it is it's their own parents that are selling their children in these impoverished countries. And it's awful.
I can't imagine it. Yeah.
You know, I don't know. So it's awful. But it was a black tie event. It was a lovely event. They were honoring people who have worked. Selena Gomez's mother gave the, Mandy Teefy, I believe is her name.
Yeah, Mandy.
Gave the keynote address. The girl that gave her kidney to Selena Gomez, Francia, she was there receiving an award because she's the one that introduced Mandy to the charity. So it was a lot of celebrities there, including the Chris Lee's.
The people, the reality show people?
Yeah, Chris Lee Knows Best. His daughter was one of the MCs, along with Angela Johnson.
Oh, Bonquiqui. Kearney.
Yeah, she was there. Vanessa Carlton was singing. Cassidy Pope.
Wow.
It was lovely. So before we got there, there's a lot of people mingling. You know, they were doing red carpet, trying to spread the word. A lot of social media people were there that have huge YouTube accounts. They were trying to get the word out about what's going on. A lot of social media fashion bloggers and people like that.
Was Logan Paul there?
I did not see him. Okay. If he was, I do not know. Okay. There was some YouTube guy that has like millions of followers named Preston somebody that interviewed me.
Oh, good Preston. Oh, Preston.
I don't know, but he's got my daughter. I did that. And Leanne Locken was there, the Real Housewives of Dallas. We know her, and so she's engaged now. She wants to double date with me and Alan and her fiance, Rich. Yes, I'm very excited about that, going on a double date.
Isn't her dude like a police officer?
Yes.
Oh, you got to go out there.
Yes, with an eye patch.
Whoa.
Hot.
No.
Like a pirate every day.
I want an iPad.
They call him Patch. Do they call him Patch?
No. No. I'm Rich. That's his name. So anyway.
I thought I'd call him Patch.
So I'm standing in line behind this really cute girl. We're getting a cocktail because that's what you do. And there's this girl and she's wearing these killer heels. I'm like, they were gorgeous. But I was telling Alan, my feet hurt for her. These shoes were fabulous. She's wearing a feather skirt. She was so cute. She gets her drink and she kind of scurries away. And I don't really look up beyond, you know, the skirt and shoes. So we're standing outside mingling, and the next thing I know, here comes this girl around the corner. She's like, oh my God, Kelly Raspberry, I have been stalking you all night. She goes, I was too nervous to say anything, but I'm going to do it. I've been telling my husband. She said, I've had a girl crush on you.
Whoa.
I'm like, what? Melissa Rycroft Strickland.
My Melissa.
I was like, really? I said, because you're like my best friend and I don't even know you because we love her.
Right.
She was on the season with Ben, who picked her as his chosen one and then dumped her and went with Molly. Remember that?
Oh.
And so we were all mad at Ben, but it's all worked out. Ben's married with Molly. They have a baby.
Worked out.
She married truly Melissa, the love of her life, Ty Strickland. They have babies together. They're fabulous.
So you got her number?
She was stalking me, Al.
I was stalking her years ago.
And she said I was her girl crush.
Yes.
I've never had anybody do that to me before. I was so excited.
That's
and
she won, so cool.
And she's
she really,
won
really
Dancing
nice
with
girl.
The Stars back in the day.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah,
it was pretty cool. So anyway, a girl took our picture. This lady took our picture and texted it both of us, and now I've got her phone number.
When are you going to ask her out?
Yeah.
I'm trying to play it cool. But I want to be best friends.
Al, didn't she pull some ruse on with you?
She feels bad about it. I brought that
up. Oh, she did? Okay.
Yeah, years ago, when I had a bar in Mexico in Playa del Carmen, she told me it was her birthday, and we went.
They were just being silly, the girls on vacation.
Yeah. Uh-huh. It was no harm, no foul. But I went, because I really liked her back then, and I went to the store and bought her a cake and all this
he
stuff.
He hired a mariachi band.
I hired a mariachi band.
You were, like, crushing on her.
Oh, yes.
Al never did anything. He never learned the art of subtlety. And so he hires a mariachi
band. Did she love it?
Well,
she confessed.
She kind of did. And then she said, I got a confession to make. It's not really my birthday. And I'm like, ah. And yeah. I was like way going past putting the best foot forward.
But she came at least.
Oh, yeah.
She did.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I think I like bought a flight for her to sit next to her on a flight on the way back. I mean, I was trying.
Never subtle.
Were you trying to hook up? Like hardcore? Yeah. Oh, yeah.
For sure. We never did, but I was trying. You can't blame my brother for trying.
Oh, Al will pester a girl to death.
Oh, yeah.
Back in the old days. Yeah.
The old Al. That was the old Al. But she was nice. She was genuinely a nice person.
You bought her a plane ticket?
Yeah, I think maybe I upgraded her. Something like that or whatever it was. But I was trying.
Now I'm like,
stop.
And Alan's talking to Ty.
You got
like,
my girl.
Like, we're going to double date with him too, you know, I hope.
You should bring Al to the date.
No.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
We're going to talk to Trey here in a second about a pretty hilarious story that happened to him.
Trey.
Involving another man. But real quick, ladies, if you need a sign, if your man's going to dump you or not.
Mm-hmm.
If he changes his Facebook profile photo, there's a chance. After in the early stages of your relationship, he puts a picture of both of you on his Facebook profile page and then later takes it down and puts one of himself. Especially if it's a sexy or attractive picture, he's preparing to find other relationships.
Yeah, I guess so. Oh,
thanks, Captain Obvious.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, duh.
Right. If he changes his status to it's right. complicated, then he's probably going to get rid of it.
And sometimes he just has a good picture of himself and he's just putting it up, so don't be too alarmed.
Yeah, that I
you
took.
Know? Yeah. That you took.
It's usually the girlfriend that takes the photos. Yeah. And after you break up, he's still posting pics. I'm like, I took that hot pic of you.
I've done that before where I put a picture of myself as a profile picture anywhere, and somebody will write me and go, oh, are you guys okay? Yeah, just I was feeling myself.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Hey. I'm so allowed to look good.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Look at me.
I don't need to advertise all the time. You know?
I've had the same
Come on.
Profile picture for probably 3 years.
You and Halle Berry?
Yeah, that one or one yeah. of Curtis or something. I haven't changed.
Yeah.
It took me about 3 or 4 months to change my status to single after breaking up.
Oh, come on.
I can't believe I really you even have your status updated like that.
I really didn't even think about it, to be honest with you.
You guys want to talk politics real quick?
Oh, yes.
My favorite.
I got you guys.
Yes.
My favorite topic.
A little issue with President Trump and the First Lady.
Okay.
The First Lady posted a picture of her and the president holding hands, and they were using a different technique, unorthodox technique.
Hmm?
Melania had almost a bald fist while Mr. Trump was wrapping his hand around it.
Around her bald fist?
Yeah, so she had a bald fist, and he was just holding basically the balled up fist. I've seen that before. Well, the internet has been debating about this over the weekend.
Okay.
Now, as a couple, we all know you're supposed to interlock fingers.
Usually.
That's the most popular or way of holding hands.
Or the one finger hook.
The one hit, yeah, that's fine. Which one's your favorite, Kelly?
I don't think we interlock fingers. I think we cup.
You don't interlock, really?
Yeah, I think we cup when we're walking.
Wow.
I think, and I don't think about it, but now I'm trying to think about it. I don't believe we do the interlocking.
What's your favorite, Jenna? What do you do?
I just like to make out. I don't hold hands.
Yeah. Now, Trey has a...
I haven't held a hand recently.
Trey, what do you believe of people that don't interlock their fingers?
Y'all don't really love each other if you don't interlock fingers.
Well, it just sometimes the bones kind of, it kind of hurts after
Yo,
bone.
You
your
jewelry.
Knuckles rub up against each other, your jewelry, so you cup.
Oh, you're,
well,
so you're
I just
a cupper.
Feel like that's how couples hold hands.
Well, who are you to say?
Well, that's just how I've been doing it for the past 15
well,
years
you've been doing,
of
you've
my
been,
life.
You've been in a relationship for a 15 minute.
15 years.
But when I've held hands with people, like I can't remember the last time I cupped, you always go with the interlocked fingers.
That's,
that's
how
the
I
way
go.
I know
it's just personal preference. Like, it's just like kissing. It's different for everyone.
Well, I was an honorary captain at a football game.
Oh, really? What high school?
It was a middle school.
Oh, okay.
Wait. What does this have to do with holding hands?
Watch.
Is this a recent story?
Yes.
He had an issue.
My little brother's football game, I was an honorary captain, and the way they set us up was, it was me on the outside, and then a second honorary captain, all the football players, and then the third honorary captain on the other end.
Okay.
So it's just me and the guy next to me, about 6'2", wearing a Stetson cowboy hat, leather suspenders.
Biggin.
Right. And he is a good old boy.
Yeah. Like a man's man right here.
And so I didn't play high school football or middle school football. When you go out as an honorary captain to walk to the center of the field, you hold hands.
You do. And like, sometimes even the teams will be holding hands as they're walking up to the field. It's pretty common in football.
And so the middle school kids that are in the middle of the pack are like, okay, hey, everybody hold hands. And so I reach over and grab this very tall man's hand, and I interlock. I interlock my fingers with him.
Oh.
Now, how was his body? What did his body do when you did that? Was there any sort of reaction or?
I mean, his hand was a little limp, but he wasn't giving me a good squeeze.
Jerk the hand back.
And I'm sure I was probably squeezing a little tighter than I should have been. But we walk all the way to center field. They do the coin flip. We let go of hands. We start walking back off of the field. And he goes, "That ain't how we do it around here."
Yeah. Agreed. Why?
What are you doing?
What are you doing?
It's the only thing.
Interlocking fingers is a little intimate.
Yeah. You should.
No, but I mean, why were you doing that?
Just the cup. It's a tradition.
Doing what?
Interlocking fingers.
Oh, yeah, that's the only way I know how to do it.
So it doesn't matter level of intimacy. You were just telling me that interlocking fingers applies relationship, but you were doing that with a man.
It was.
Yeah. Why?
But it was just my natural go-to. You go,
because that's what you're used to?
I'm holding somebody's hand.
Now you should cup. Guys do the cup.
If you're gonna always cup. Trey?
Yeah.
Always cup.
I made sure to let him know he wasn't my type.
Yeah.
Yeah, just cup.
You can't reject me. I reject you.
Yeah, this guy.
Did you put your hand in his back pocket?
Yeah, the forefinger in the back pocket.
That was the end of our interaction. He made sure to sit on the other side of the stadium.
Yeah, I bet.
Wow.
Yeah. Did your brother win, though? Did his team win?
Oh, yeah. They went undefeated.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So he's an athlete and everything.
Yeah, but they don't have playoffs in middle school football.
Uh-huh. So it doesn't count if there's no playoffs.
Didn't count. It was a wasted season.
I had to nominate you to be an honorary captain.
Oh, it was just like a family night thing. They get to do.
You were available.
Yeah, exactly. They do one of the team members' family members.
So you and Hoff's
game.
You and Hoff's going out again, or?
We don't have any date plans, but we might go ride some horses.
I can't believe you interlocked fingers. You should just walk up to random dudes on the street and do that.
Hey, want to hold hands?
Just walk up and hold their hands.
I'll give it a shot.
Do that?
You get,
might get shot.
Yeah, right. You get seriously injured doing that, dude.
I don't think. If a guy did that to you, Al, you would want to hurt him?
I don't say I would hurt him.
I think about when I hold strangers' hands. Like when you do a circle, a prayer circle or something, you know, and they have everyone hold hands. Yes, everyone cups.
Typically cup, yeah.
For sure.
You want to try it, Trey?
I mean, it's nice to hold someone's hand, right?
It is. I love it. I love it. I dated a guy one time that had extremely sweaty hands. I mean, it was like a problem. And it was hard because we'd have to hold hands but like leave ventilation.
Space. Yeah.
You could never do a
so it was always like loose fingers.
And if you put your hands together a little too fast, it makes that noise.
Yeah. it's a problem. It's an embarrassing problem. So I'm not making fun of him. It was just so wet.
Popular Botox spot, did you know?
Yeah, this is many years ago before I knew about that.
When I've asked, when I would get it in my pits, I ask if a lot of men get Botox, and they said a lot of men come in that are businessmen and get Botox on their hands.
Do they make hand deodorant?
Yeah, they do.
They do?
They do?
They do.
They do.
Man deodorant,
Before they did the Botox stuff, and like I remember
baby powder.
Somebody I will not talk about who it is, just to protect. I don't know if it's embarrassing to them, but they used to do things because this person
Kelly.
Would. Was it you? sweat profusely in the armpits, and there were like these lotions you could put on, but it would leave you burned.
Ooh,
I mean, it would burn your flesh. It was bad.
They have plenty of great procedures. They've now
improved it, but people have dealt with this for years, and I guess you could use the same thing on your hands.
I had a kid who used that the pads that ladies use on his armpits.
Yeah.
And then it fell out at school.
Maxi pads, yes.
Yeah. Yeah, they had dress guards. They called them dress shields, I believe.
Yeah.
You don't need that anymore. They have treatments.
Well, congratulations on your first ever captain moment and boyfriend, Trey.
Thank you very much.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.